The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers held 5 scoping meetings last week to solicit public comment on the Pebble Mine project. Homer and Bristol Bay residents voiced concerns about the proposed mine plan and suggested alternatives for the Army Corps to consider as it develops an environmental impact statement for the project. KDLG's Avery Lill attended 2 of the meetings in villages near the Pebble deposit and proposed mine infrastructure.
Nielsen Bay Creek, Taconoc River, Rainier Bay Creek, Copper River.
That's John Nelson Jr. naming the creeks and rivers near Taconoc during his public testimony at the scoping meeting in his village. It was the first of 2 U.S. Army Corps of Engineers scoping meetings in the Iliamna Lake region last week about the proposed Pebble Mine. At the meeting in Taconoc, all concerns delivered through public testimony expressed deep concerns about the mine plan or outright opposition.
All major river systems produce sockeye and Bristol Bay's very unique. The proposed Pebble Mine poses a tremendous risk to our region.
Greg Andrew Jr. flew from Leavelock so that he could deliver his comment publicly and in person. He voiced a concern that came up several times at this meeting and others about the icebreaking Ferry Pebble Limited partnership plans to run across Iliamna Lake every day year-round to transport mining materials.
During the spring and summer, the locals depend on seasonal egg gathering on many of the Lake Iliamna's islands, which will also be impacted, as well as the only habitat for its freshwater seals that it also subsisted on.
2 days later, the Army Corps held another scoping meeting on the north side of Iliamna Lake in the village of New Halen. There, the public testimony was mixed in support and opposition to the mine. Of the 15 people who testified publicly, 9 were from New Halen and Iliamna, adjacent communities that share a road system. 3 from Pedro Bay and 3 from Dillingham also spoke at the meeting. Most who spoke from New Halen and Iliamna were either neutral or in support of the proposed mine. These are among the closest villages to the proposed mine site, roughly 17 miles away. Margie Olympic lives in New Halen. She's worked for the Pebble Limited Partnership since 2006.
I was raised on a commercial fishing boat in Dillingham. Back in the day, we used to make enough money to support the entire family. Nowadays, fishing can only buy a few groceries or just to catch up on bills. I'm very grateful that I have a job, that I can put food on the table, pay bills, have a private insurance. And the best part is I don't have to get up and leave my community.
Several who spoke optimistically about potential economic growth that mining could bring also mentioned concerns for subsistence and the environment and asked the Army Corps to thoroughly examine the safety of the mine plan. Those who flew in from Pedro Bay and Dillingham were opposed to the mine. Their specific concerns included potential risks to water quality, commercial fishing, subsistence fishing, and hunting. Keith Jensen is from Pedro Bay.
The threat of contamination during the transportation of materials on the road corridor over the rivers and streams across the lake is too great. And at the end of the mine's life, we will forever live with the threat of contamination from the tailing ponds and dam failures.
The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers will consider public comments delivered in person, by mail, and online as it develops an environmental impact statement for the Pebble Mine project. The EIS will analyze potential detrimental and beneficial effects of the Pebble project and develop alternatives to the proposed mine plan. The finalized EIS will serve as a tool for federal agencies as they decide whether or not to permit the copper, gold, and molybdenum mine in Bristol Bay. The comment period for the Pebble Mine's environmental impact statement closes June 29th. Reporting from Taconoc and New Halen, I'm Avery Lill.